Blog Talk Radio.
History. And then when I got into college, that's when I learned about the first slaves coming to America, according to them, in 1619. But I have also, I am under the understanding that we were here before they were. They brought dogs and guns and things that we did not have. And that's how they took the 13 colonies from us. America was not America. There was a person by the name of America, I forget his name, but he did come over to this country. And let me tell you what I have learned. I did not finish college, but I took a history class because I had wanted to become a teacher. And I was there to learn as much as I could. And I was learning a little bit, plus trying to party too. And let me tell you that in 1619 is when America, I didn't learn it, brought its first slaves to this country. And I asked my teacher, well, where did he land? And he told me that Columbus never touched foot in America because he got sick in the Cayman Islands and had to go back to his homeland. So he just discovered where this land was, and America's other folks followed the route that he had sketched out. And Queen Isabella, whatever her name was in Spain at that time, sent over ships. I'm going to leave that much alone. I want you sheep, if you want to find more of it out, go to your libraries and look it up, and you will find a lot of things that you may have not been taught when you were in high school. I certainly did. And I found out more when I started reading the Bible, because I heard God tell me in a dream to feed his sheep. And that was Jesus that told me that. That was not God. That was Jesus. And I have my program on Blog Talk Radio called Feed My Sheep Show. And that's what you are listening to. I am your host, Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I also read from the King James Version of the Bible. There are other Bibles out here in this land. But while you have a chance, we're still not a free people yet. I have been praying that our Father restore us to where we were. And he is sending his armada, his fleet of, they call them UFOs, but I hope that I am alive when he restores us to the way that we were once were. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, we are to remember the Ten Commandments. In John chapter 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, remember his commandments. And I promised last week, or the last time, that I would share it with you if I have enough time. And that I will, if I have enough time to do. I intend to say everything that my father has told me. But let me tell you, sheep, today, this morning, I was attacked. I usually get up at 6 o'clock and start my day. The devil was waiting on me. He made me sick to my stomach. But God has had my back. And I'm talking to you today. And hopefully you sheep will get something out of the lesson that I will refer you to. I ask you sheep to have your pen, paper, and pencil just in case you want to jot down any references or scriptures that I may state. I know that many of you are computer savvy and you have your notebooks and technological gadgets that you have. And I thank you for having those. And maybe one day, if I feel better, I will get those things myself. I am glad to get the internet. Let me just tell you, sheep, what has happened to me recently. I have a 2018 lease vehicle, and I want to buy that vehicle. I went to my bank to ask to buy that vehicle, and I received a notice from the bank saying that I had requested my address change. I have not requested an address change. I have requested monies to buy my 2018 lease vehicle. That's what I have requested. And hopefully I will get that done today. I hate to do that. I hate to borrow money for my vehicle that I have, but I have to because the lease will be up December the 31st or December 1st. So that's enough about telling my personal business to you all. And let's start reading from the book of 2 Kings in chapter 6, verse 28 is where I left off. Although on my message board, it says that I am in 1 Kings chapter 13, but I tell you, sheep, I have read that lesson to me, you sheep, before. So I want to read as much as of the Bible to you as I can, because that's what my father told me, to feed his sheep. And I didn't know what he really meant. So it is to read the Bible to you all so that you all can discern or figure out, accept what is right and what is not right in the book of the Bible. Now, I'll tell you, sheep, that I'm listening on YouTube. I listen to the Lion of Israel as often as I possibly can, as well as to Big Judah and UICI. Those are the people that I will refer you to listen to. You will learn so much from them. Now, let's go to the Bible and read as much of it as I can. Today, I am in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 28. Let's read. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? She answered, This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may eat today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we brought my son and did eat him. And I said unto her, On the next day, give thy son that we may eat him. And she hid him. She hid her son. And it came to pass, when the king heard these words of the woman, that he rent his clothes. Rent means to tear. He tore his clothes. And he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth with him on his flesh. Then he said, God do so, and more also to me, if the head of Elijah, the son of Shaphat, that's spelled S-H-A-P-H-A-T, shall stand on him this day. But Elijah sent him, let me read verse 32 again. But Elijah sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him, but ere the messenger came to him and said to the elders, See, you have his son of a murderer has sent to take him away my head. Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. He is not the son of the master's thief. Behold him. Now let me read that verse, chapter 32 again. Part of 32 again, because I did not quite understand it, and I'm sure if I did not understand it, I should not be sure, but if I don't understand it, then you do not either. Maybe you do not either. I want you to read over what I have said, because sometimes I say wrong words. Let me start in the middle of verse 6. Chapter 6, verse 32. See you how his son of a murderer has sent to take away my head. Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he yet talketh with them, behold, the messenger came down. Excuse me, sheep, I have spells. It still is better. Verse 33. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What shall I wait for the Lord any longer. And that's the end reading of chapter 6. Perhaps you sheep will understand it better than I. I think maybe I'll read verse 33 again. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? That's the end reading of chapter 6. Let's go into reading chapter 7, as much of it as possible. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. And the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows of heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were flour, leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if I lose my words, I lose my where I am. Let me read verse 4 again. And if we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uppermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. And the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of great hosts. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And then when lepers came to the uppermost part of the camp, they went unto one tent and did eat and drink and carried silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried this also and went and hid it. Then they said to one to another, We did not well. This day is a day of good tidings. Good tidings means news. And we hold our peace if we tarry until the morning. Tarry means to wait. If we wait until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Therefore, let me read that again. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called to the porter of the city. We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither was of a man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tent as they were. And he called the porters, and they said to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will go. I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore, we are gone to the out of their camp to, let me read verse 12 again for your hearing, seeing words after that correctly. And the king arose and in the night and said unto his servants, I will show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry. Therefore, are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive into the city. And one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain that are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of Israelites that are consumed and left us send and see chariots. Let me read verse 14. They took, therefore, two chariots, horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians and said, go and see. And they went after them to Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king, and the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. A measure of flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the words of the Lord. And the king appointed Lord, on whose hand he leaned, to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod upon him and the gate, and he died. And the men of God had said, let me read verse 17 again, so that you can understand as well as I understand. And the king appointed the Lord on those hands, on whose hand he leaned, to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. And the men of God, and the man of God had said, he spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, two measures of barley, a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time at the gate of Samaria. And that Lord answered the man of God and said, now, behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven, might such thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine own eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And if you fall into the hand of your hearing sheep, and then we will be finished with chapter 7. And so it fell out upon him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Now, that's the end reading of chapter 7. And so I am going to stop at chapter 8. I am going to ask you, sheep, and 9 for yourself, as well as if you do not understand what I just read to you, I want you to go over chapter 6 and 7 so that you can get a better understanding of what I had just read to you. I want you, sheep, to read over or listen to me as I have gone over some of my notes that I told you years past. I told you that many years ago. I don't know. I didn't write it down, but I'm going to write down the second time. Excuse me, sheep. Today is 9/8/2020. 20. I've told you about the Dred Scott decision years ago, and that's still in our Constitution of the United States, where this Justice Taney, T-A-N-E-Y, in 1857 said that Dred Scott had no right to sue the federal courts because neither slaves nor free black citizens of the United States. All the time the Constitution was adopted, the Chief Justice wrote, blacks had been regarded as being inferior order. They have no rights. The white man was bound to respect. Now, we are still living under that, and that should change. Man, our Father chose us, and we need to read as much as we possibly can, because some of us cannot afford to go to college. But there have been books written that we should know about. We should know that the white man in this country will never respect us. And we just have to go with the better of the two. That's running, to run the country. We know who the liar of one party is. We know that. We know who that person is. He is not fit to be over, become they have chosen another group of people to think that they are Jews, but we are the real Jews. In heaven, we are so thankful for you finding forever.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Thankful and glad that Jesus.